Well, after Jane made the hit in the charity play, Mr. Race thought he'd have some fun. So he sent her two fake telegrams offering Jane theatrical jobs. For a few minutes, Jane fell for it. Then Marge came in and put her wise. But then came a third wire, which Jane immediately tore into a thousand pieces without even reading it. Mr. Race is trying to piece together this third wire now as our scene discovers Jane and Marge sitting nearby. Listen.
For Pete's sake, can't I make you two believe I did not send this wire? Help me put it together. Come on, Marge.
Not interested.
But I tell you, I didn't send this. I only sent two. I don't know what this might be. Jane, get out that bridge table, will you? I'll put these pieces on it and try to piece this thing together.
Not interested.
But, Jane, I swear to you,
you
that...
You dare.
What?
Go ahead. I dare you. You've done everything
else. No, I say I swear I did not send this telegram. I only sent you two. This might be important. I don't know what it is.
Oh, stop your acting.
Oh, isn't that awful? Marge, I tell you, I only sent two telegrams. I dictated them to Betty this afternoon. Jane, you can call Betty up and ask her if you don't believe me.
Oh, stop your acting.
Oh, what's the matter with you two?
There's nothing the matter with us.
Well, why won't you help me piece this together?
Play with your own toys. Play with your own toys.
But I tell you, I did not send this.
You're being monotonously redundant. Yes.
What?
That's intelligent.
All right, then I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself if it takes all night. And then when I get it together, I'll prove it to you. I can find all these pieces. You scattered them around here like a snowstorm. Look at this. I never saw so many tiny pieces of paper and all.
Why don't you get up off the floor and leave that for Laura to clean up in the morning?
I will not. I'm going through with this if I have to work all night. I'll get every little piece together and lift up your foot.
What?
Lift up your foot. You're standing on a... No, no, don't move. These things start blowing away. Oh, there's a piece under that piano. You certainly did a good job of tearing this thing up.
I don't blame her, the idea of pulling a trick like that.
All right, I'm sorry I sent those, but this isn't part of the trick. Honestly, Mark, I wouldn't lie to you. Do you think I'd be down here getting housemaid's knee if I were kidding? I tell you, this third wire is something I didn't have anything to do with. I don't know who sent it.
I suppose it's from Cecil B. DeMille or one of those other movie directors wanting me to come to Hollywood right away.
Yes, I guess that's it.
It is not.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Then how do you know it isn't?
All right, then it is. It might be. I don't know. I haven't the faintest idea, but I'm going to find out if I take... Oh, there's another piece. Will somebody please get out the bridge table and let me lay these pieces on it so I can put them together? Marge, please.
Not me.
Jane, how about it?
Not me.
Oh, please. Well, yeah, I can't. My hands are full. Do it for me, will you, Jane? Look, I'm on my knees begging you. Will you?
Oh, well.
Jane, don't you do it.
Oh, well, I can't help it. He looks like a dog begging for something. I've always had a soft spot in my head for somebody on their knees begging for something.
Atta girl, Jane. You're a peach.
Oh, you're just saying
No,
that.
I'm not. You're the apple of my eye.
Oh, I sound like a fruit salad, don't I? Don't fall for that blarney.
Oh, let her alone. Go ahead, Jane. Get the bridge table up, will you?
Yes, I know it's baloney, Marge, but I can't help it. I like it. All right, I'll get it for you, dear.
Okay, fine. I think I have all the pieces. Now, I'll show you two that this isn't from me. I don't know what it is, but it's a telegram for Jane. I didn't have anything to do with sending it at all.
Here's the bridge table in here. Can I get some chairs out too?
Yes, will you, Jane? Then we'll all sit around and try to piece this thing together. Oh, there's another piece. Get that, will you, Marge?
Oh, well, I might as well fall for this too. I know nothing will come of it.
Oh, I don't know what's gotten into you, Marge. I did not send this one.
Yes, I know. Here's another piece.
Hold it. I've got two hands full already. Help her with that table, will you?
I'll lend a hand, Jane. I can do it. Here, let me. You get the chairs. But I warn you, mistress, this turns out to be another one of your quaint ideas of a show.
And that goes for me, too, dear. If this turns out to be like those other telegrams, well, that'll be the straw that broke the camel's heart.
Words to that effect.
Yeah, here we are. Now, Now, we got a jigsaw puzzle to put together. If you'd only have waited a second before you started tearing this, Jane.
Well, I was mad enough to bite my nails. Who wouldn't be? First, I thought I was going to be in the movies, and then I thought I was going to be on the radio.
Well, I'm sorry I did that, Jane. I wasn't thinking when I sent those wires, but honestly, Jane, I did not send more than two. Will you take my word for it?
Well, yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry I played that joke on you, Jane. I don't know what got into me. Forgive me?
Well...
It won't happen again, I promise you that.
Well, all right, then.
Should have known it wasn't very funny. I just have a rotten sense of humor, that's all.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I have.
Oh, no.
Well, what's funny about getting a person's hopes and ambitions way up in the clouds by sending a couple of silly telegrams like those?
Oh, they weren't so silly, dear.
Well, they weren't funny. I'm just a kid.
Oh, no, dear. Don't say that. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. He's the one that should be sorry.
Oh, I'm the one, I guess. I should have seen the joke. I apologize, Jim.
Oh, you apologize.
I won't let it happen again.
Well, now, wait a minute. This kind of got turned around, didn't it? I started out...
Oh, forgiven. Now we're starting over from scratch. Now, let's try to piece this thing together and see what this is really about.
Yeah, now, let me see. Let's get the pieces together first that are words, or near words.
Here's one. Look. 10,000.
Let me see. 10,000.
10,000 what?
I don't know. Now, see if we can find some word that goes with it.
Yes, a word that begins with a D.
Yes, with a D. With a D. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. This is getting interesting.
Wait a minute now. When you get a word or a part of a word, place it over here on this side of the table.
Here's a word. Offer.
Offer? Let me see. Yes.
I wonder what that means.
Well, I don't know. Here's another word. Start. I wonder what that means.
Oh, here's another one. Jane. I wonder what that means.
What's that? Well, that must be part of the address on the telegram. Put that up here. Now, just leave that there, Jane.
All right.
Let's try to get this message together first. I never saw so many little... don't bother with all these blank pieces. They're probably from the edge of the telegram.
Here's another word. We.
Yeah, now put that right there. Just keep those words together. Then we'll change them around and see what
they... Here's a word, dear. Our. O-U-R.
Our, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me have that. That goes right here. Oh, here's the start of it. Dear Mrs. Now, see if you can find eight. I wonder what this 10,000 is. Offer and 10,000.
Hey, this is getting exciting.
Dear, are you sure you didn't send this?
Honest, I didn't, Jane.
Cross your fingers?
Cross everything, I'm...
Because when we put this together and somebody is offering me $10,000 or something and I find out it's you, I swear on a stack of wheat cakes I'll never speak to you again.
Oh,
yeah, here's a word. Motion.
Motion? Let me see.
Motion pictures?
Motion pictures. See if you can find the word pictures. Look around. Let's just concentrate on the word pictures. Wait a minute. These things are blowing away. Who's breathing so hard?
Oh, I guess I am, dear. I'm so excited I can
hardly... Well, take it easy now, will you, Jane?
All right, I'll stop breathing.
All right.
Can't we find the dollars?
What dollars?
The dollars that come after the 10,000.
Well, they could just say 10,000 without even using the word dollars.
Oh, here's the rest of that name. This goes up here by Dear Mrs. A.
Oh, yes. Put that there. Now we're getting started. Now, let's just take it easy.
Oh, why did you put a signature?
I don't know. Do you see anything like a signature, Mars?
Not yet, but here's another word, though. Was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and here's the word saved, I think. Yes, that's what it is.
Saved? Let me see that.
S-A-V.
Yes, saved. That may be part of a word. Leave that out here.
Oh, here it is. Dollars. I found it.
Let me see, Jane.
D-O-L-L-A-R-S.
Yeah, that's what it is. Now, put that next to the 10,000.
$10,000. Oh, what is this, dear? Somebody
I don't know, Jane, but whatever it is.
Here's never and B.
Never, yes, and B. Oh, where does that go, I wonder?
Well, let's get it all flattened out here first and then move them around and see where they hit.
Yes.
Oh, but don't move that. That goes together, $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 always go together. They make a nice couple. And here's another word, begin.
Here's the word, two.
Two?
Yes, T-O.
Oh, I hope they didn't mean that to go with dollars, $2.
No, Jane, it's a different two.
Begin to. Maybe they go together.
Yeah, now here's a word... Can. Boy, this is a long telegram, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's much more than 10 words.
Oh, it's 50, I bet.
50? They sure spend money out there in Hollywood, don't they?
Well,
Hollywood? How do you know it's from Hollywood?
Well, $10,000 and the word motion and all.
Oh, here, now, have we ever found the word picture yet? See if you can find picture. Look around for the word picture, Marge.
I am.
This is going to be a job. I can see that. I never saw so many small pieces.
Well, that's about does it. My back's breaking.
Can't you put it all together yet?
I'm trying. I've never been able to find the signature yet.
Let's find the $10,000.
Let's try to make some sense of the thing. Let me see.
Wait, now. I'll try to piece a few things here together. We got Dear Mrs. Ace right up here. That's the start.
We can never begin to...
We can never begin to express. We can never begin to express. Now I can't find what comes after that.
Where it offers me the $10,000.
Wait a minute now. We can never begin to express.
How about this? Let's take the $10,000 away from the dollar.
Oh, no. Don't take that away.
But we may have to, Jane.
Oh, but I can't afford it, Marge.
Wait a minute now. Maybe Marge is right. We can never begin to express in dollars and cents the good you did for us in the play.
Well, where's my $10,000 for the motion pictures?
A motion was carried at our meeting.
Oh, a motion was carried.
I'm beginning not to like this.
Oh.
Find the $10,000 offer.
Motion was carried at our meeting.
Can't even put the two with the dollar?
Gosh, Jane, motion was carried at our meeting.
I'll even take the two with the cent.
Motion was carried at our meeting to offer you 10,000 francs.
10,000 francs?
Yes.
Why, those tightropes. And here I was hollering at you, dear, because you sent me those telegrams.
Well, I said I was sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. It's better than the one they sent me. Thanks, they offered me. At least you offered me a job in the movies or on the radio, even if it wasn't bona fide.
Bona fide.
I just didn't know that when I was well off. I'm sorry I acted that way, dear.
There go Jane's high hopes for a $10,000 movie job. But we learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.